Hey guys, I know it has been quite some time since I last uploaded an episode of the podcast, but that's going to start changing soon. For the past month, maybe two, I have been posting 5 videos a week on my gaming channel, which will be in the description. But I have decided to cut back on some of those uploads and start uploading here again. So starting next week, I'm going to be uploading at least 2 videos, or 2 episodes, I should say, a week. With that said, enjoy the video. Have you ever had the feeling that something was following you? Something you couldn't see but could feel? That was always just out of sight as soon as you looked towards it. I've had that feeling all day today, and it's not getting any better. The minute I woke up, I knew it was going to be a terrible day. As I washed my face, staring at the same blue eyes and brown hair as always, I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye, but when I looked, nothing was there. Convincing myself it was just exhaustion and lack of caffeine, I got dressed and started heading to work. My day went normally, but a feeling of dread hung over me. I kept sensing movement just beyond my peripheral vision, but each time I looked, there was nothing. Convincing myself I was just tired, I got back in and continued on. I was driving home at the end of the day when I felt something off. I looked behind me and saw a face in the rearview mirror, or almost a face. Like it wasn't fully there, but its eyes were. They stared at me so menacingly I almost ran off the road. I quickly pulled over, got out, and after taking several deep breaths, I checked the back seat. It was empty. Convincing myself I was just tired, I got back in and continued on. When I got home, I had the same feeling of being watched. By this point, I was legitimately freaked out. I rushed in and locked the door, but the feeling didn't stop. I was walking down the hallway towards my bedroom when I saw a shadow, but it wasn't mine, and it was moving. Panicked, I fled towards the front door, but it got there first, so I turned and ran towards the bedroom, knowing I could escape through the window if necessary. I entered and quickly locked the door, pushed the dresser in front of it, and grabbed the knife I kept in my nightstand and waited. I held my breath, and for a few minutes there was nothing. I started to think maybe I was overreacting when a dark shadow slid under the dresser. It was shaped vaguely like a man, but the proportions were wrong. The limbs were too long, the eyes too far apart, and the smile. The smile stretched from ear to ear, filled with layers of teeth like a thing of nightmares. Overcoming my terror, I moved towards the window. If I could make it there, I could escape, but as I opened it, a shadow passed by and it closed before me. I turned and faced the thing with my knife, determined not to go down without a fight. I swiped at it and it looked at me amused. Then it rushed me and I stood in front of the mirror and checked my appearance, highlighted by my brown hair and golden eyes. It was going to be a wonderful day.